Recorded Books and One-Click Digital present Treasury of Egyptian Mythology, Classic Stories of Gods, Goddesses, Monsters, and Mortals, by Donna Jo Napoli, narrated by Christina Moore, and directed by Robert Pear.
Introduction. All people count on the sun. It gives them light and warmth, and they count on fresh water, too. No animal or plant can live without it. In modern times, farmers still are concerned with sun and fresh water because they rely on both to make plants grow. But city people might not think about it much. Our light can be turned on with a wall switch. Our water comes to us through pipes. But in ancient times, sun and fresh water were everyone's concern. Humans wandered through the Nile Valley thousands and thousands of years ago, but around the year 7000 BC, humans settled there for good. They lived in small, scattered tribes. They foraged and hunted for food, and they raised domesticated animals, such as cows and sheep. In those days, Egypt had plenty of grassy land for animals to feed on, especially to the west of the Nile Valley, and it also had a mild, wet climate. But then the climate grew drier. The grasslands, known as savannas, shrank. Deserts formed. Wild animals had to move close to the Nile shores for water. People followed the animals. Soon towns appeared up and down the riverbanks. And by around 4000 BC, people turned to farming to produce food. Perhaps there weren't enough plants for foraging anymore, or perhaps they learned farming from foreigners. Either way,